Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I want you to just to talk about that whole idea of God's response when we come with a heart that's pure, with a heart that responds to who He is and what He's already done for us.
Right. Well, you know, we see that type of reaction from God early in Genesis when Cain and Abel bring a gift, and Abel gives a gift, and God responds in a way. And if you look at the Hebrew text, it suggests that God responds. He's gazing at the gift. He's locked in, looking intently, watching the gift, almost like he's just staring, like I would be staring at my child. And so that's the first indication that we see in Scripture that God's really zoned in on what we're doing. And so the idea that God pays attention, that the eyes of the Lord range to and fro throughout the earth, He's watching, He's looking for those moments. I think that's inspiring, and I think that the biblical characters that knew that God was watching, they were inspired to be living out in His view. So that's the idea that we should have when we give, when we think about giving, when we think about how much to give, when we think about determining what our giving budget will be or our giving lifestyle, is to really see a God who is hanging on, watching with great interest in what we're going to choose.
You know, my boys are grown now, but I remember a time when my youngest one had, I don't know, the last popsicle, and the middle son was away at a friend's house and came in after the fact, and he was like, "I want a popsicle," and Jordan just handed it over to him. He just was taking the wrapper off, hadn't even dug into it yet, and I knew it cost him to do that, and my heart did backflips because I thought, that cost him, and it was just generous, and it was just kind, and I saw it, and it just reminds me, God does see. Even when we give in ways that nobody else notices, and we give out of our heart because God's been so good to us, He sees, doesn't He?
He absolutely does, and that's a great example you mentioned, and we learn so much about ourselves when we watch children, because I do believe that God is watching us in the same way, and our sacrifices can have that same appearance to God as you just described about your son in a popsicle. So I think that's biblical. I think that is inspirational, and that people today are tired of living a Christian life where they don't feel like that God is watching or God is noticing or that anything really matters. And it's a game changer when you think about these decisions I make, God feels them. And that's the verse we started with on the call that Paul wanted the people to know. In addition to meeting my needs, in addition to you storing up treasure for your heavenly account, I want you to know that your gift pleases God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.